So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
The local business community update. The local business community update.
Once again, Nancy, welcoming back CEO, President, the Greater Scranton Chamber of Commerce, Bob Durkin.
Hey, Jason, Nancy.
Good morning.
Good to see you again, sir.
As always, great to be here.
I understand we're going to start off talking about, let me do it like an infomercial guy. Do we have a deal for you? No, it's not a deal, but you're doing a membership drive right now for the chamber.
Yeah, the Chamber of Commerce and all chambers are private membership-based organizations. That's often a misnomer. Some people think we're part of the county or city government, when actually we're a freestanding nonprofit. And as a membership-based organization, obviously we count on businesses to join the chamber.
Yeah.
This time of year, we are doing, in fact, this over the course of this next month, we have a membership drive going on. We'll actually be doing a phone-a-thon event in a week or so. And so there's basically a special rate for those small businesses that are just starting out at $275 for the year, which is a substantial savings off the membership rate. That rate goes up a little bit differently depending on if it's a larger business, but nonetheless, there's still discounts happening during the course of the membership drive.
I know it's tough because there's so many things that it does, but what are the highlights that people find most useful when they become a member?
One of the things that I like to sort of put the parameters around this is the question is, why do you want to be a member of the Chamber of Commerce? What good does it do? What are your services or resources? And I often talk about it, Nancy, is the idea that, like, what do you get through the chamber and what do you get from the chamber? So let's take the latter. If you're a small business and you're looking for something from the chamber directly, it can be that you may be looking to do small business lending. You know, you need some borrowing, so you can come to the chamber, and through our Metro Action small business program, we may be able to provide you with a loan to get the ball rolling for you. But on the bigger picture, and I always talk about this, what do you get through the chamber? And the chamber itself, because we are the largest business association in the region, we have roughly 1,500 members. Obviously, not every one of those members is going to have a direct or transactional relationship with us. The big picture is like all the things that we do in total, economic development, marketing, again, lending, leadership development, workforce development, all these other pieces, and government advocacy. It's all those things together that make a stronger business community. So you're gaining the value of being a part of something bigger, that's providing, you know, the kinds of connections that you want to benefit the business community as a whole.
So as I say, before we get into some of the more nitty gritty of what new members can expect, what they should put into this. If someone wants to take part in the membership drive, they say, yeah, I hear this. This sounds like something I really should do. How can they take part of the membership drive and join up now?
Sure. Well, the easiest thing would be to go to our website, www.scrantonchamber.com, where you'll find information on how to join. If you want to be part of the membership drive itself, to work with us and be, you know, making some phone calls and connections to your business associates to try to get them to be chamber members, we'd love to have you as a part of that. You just have to call the chamber. 342-7711. Ask for Tina. And she'll be able to hook you up and give you information on how you could be part of the membership drive itself. But let me go back to Nancy's question. So what, like, fundamentally, what is the purpose of having a chamber and being a part of the chamber membership? And I would say it comes down to, at its very core, it's networking. It is giving yourself and your business an opportunity to do more business to business with other small businesses or other businesses throughout Northeastern Pennsylvania.
Right.
And that happens right out of the gate. So if you're a new member right now, in fact, later this week, we have a new member breakfast taking place. And so what we do, as whoever's joined over the last month, we invite those folks to come in, meet each other. And I often say it to the crowd, we'll give them an orientation, show them all the different things that we do. But again, at its core, it's an opportunity for them to meet others who are in the room with them. So everything's a business card exchange as far as we're concerned, right? No matter where you, if you have two businesses in the room, there's an opportunity for those two businesses to get to know each other and maybe get business from and with each other. And so we do that right out of the gate.
It's like an old-fashioned networking event.
Yeah, it's literally, that's the first day, the first event when you're a new member. Beyond that, we hold roughly 60 to 70 different events over the course of a year. Most of them are free to chamber members.
Right.
They could be card exchanges, they could be an open house, they could be a whole host of other, entertaining kinds of things that are part of the chamber fold. And then on top of that, because of our communication strength, that is to say, we have 13,000 individuals in what we call our e-blasts. So if you're a chamber member virtually every week, if you want, you just can provide us some information and we will send that information out to 13,000 of your fellow business people. So not a bad deal. And then beyond that, there are special discounts. We ask our members if they can provide services or goods. Would they like to provide a discount to other chamber members? So we have a whole menu of things that members can get. So again, strictly have to be a member in order to access these discounts. So I always say, you'll get out of your chamber membership what you put into your chamber membership. So if you join, we need for you to try to be there, to come to some of these events. We want you to take advantage of our communications platforms. We want you to tell us what it is you need. And if you do that, you'll gain a tremendous amount for a relatively small amount of money. For, as I said, if you're a small business starting out right now, you can join for a base of $275 a year.
The e-blast, the email you send out every week.
Yeah.
And if you see somebody's name in there, it's like this is just normal networking, right? Again, I said that before, but you go out, you meet someone at a breakfast, you talk about your business, they see what you're up to, they pop in because they need your services. And
networking is like critically important.
More so.
Yeah. Word of mouth.
Oh my God,
and
yeah.
Meeting people and learning about people's businesses seems to be one of the most effective ways to get more people in.
Exactly. And think about it. It's we live in such a fast-paced world where, communications platforms and social media platforms are everywhere, but they're rather fleeting, aren't they? I mean, you see it, it comes, it goes. It's, what is it,
Instagram? You don't even know if it's real anymore.
Is it Instagram where you take a right. picture, you put it out there, and it's gone in like a minute or whatever else? The old-fashioned way still works.
Right.
The idea of meeting people, talking to them, telling them what you're doing, telling them what the... and finding out what they're doing.
I was just going to mention, a lot of times you can go Google. If you're, just say you're a business owner and you're just trying to learn how to do stuff, you try to Google advertising or other, strategies you may have. You're going to get 1,000 ads for companies. You're not going to get these unbiased or what worked best for me. Being able to talk to other people about what they did is so invaluable.
Yeah. And, we laugh about this, and I think we talked about it in previous shows, how we in Northeastern Pennsylvania have a tendency to talk to everybody. Yeah. Well, yeah. Where are you from? What school did you go to? Are you related to this one or that one?
Right.
That's us. And that's the kind of communication that I think builds real depth in terms of your business contacts.
I think also, to Nancy's point, you get to see somebody who did it, knows how to do what you're looking to do regionally. The same techniques won't work in every city.
Yeah.
This is, you know, the people are very, it's a unique area.
Yeah, I would think I would agree with that, but I think it's unique in a very positive way.
Well, I mean, in a bad
yeah,
way.
Yeah, yeah, that, you know, we...
But things are, yeah, every area has its, you know, what will work better right, here or there. Right, so talking to other people about what they've seen, and you're just talking about even geographic location and right. such.
Yeah. Well, it's, and again, one of the things that becoming a chamber member does, and whether it's the Greater Scranton Chamber of Commerce or Greater Wyoming Valley or Pittston or Hazleton, Back Mountain, Carbondale, Wyoming County, fill in the blanks. We have a chamber for everybody, every place. But what so many of the of these of our chambers, what we do is we give you a point of entry, right?
Right.
I mean, if you're just trying to do all this stuff on your own, you know, it's hard, but it's a platform. It's a, you know, you're invited to a special group of people who want to get to know each other. I've often said this as well. Like when we talk about business card exchanges, sometimes the, you know, people do some games. They say like, oh, you come in, the person who collects the most cards, you know, gets some sort of a prize or things like that. I'm less about that and more about the idea of saying, you know, why don't you come here and say hello to the person next to you, and you want to know something? That person wants to talk to you. That person doesn't know you yet, but right. they're here for the same reason you are. So don't be nervous. Don't be concerned about, well, I hope I come across, you know, in a positive way. Everybody's going to be very, very open.
Yeah.
These are networking opportunities that are incredibly positive.
Say I do know someone who's opening a business now, but I don't want to say their name. I'll call it Jason's Mystery Services. I come to you. I take advantage
How
of this
Jason's
membership.
Jason's Bad Joke Services.
Well, that's...
A little too personal.
Yeah, I'm not sure who's buying that.
I don't know who's buying a mystery either, but what the heck?
Is it worth a membership? Well, I'm just saying, like, whatever the product is.
Sure.
I contact you guys. I talk to Tina. She's like, hey, Jason, I don't know what you're selling, but Matt, you're welcome, right?
Yeah, well, and Mari is our membership director, and but there's a whole host of people on the staff that can help when you place that first call. Or
But I go to the membership yeah. breakfast. I meet everybody. I hand out the cards. They're like, oh, they're interested. After that... What does the chamber do? What do I need to do to maximize what I can get out of this?
Sure. Well, I mean, again, let's start with the full range of services that we provide. So if you have an issue that is a government affairs related issue, or if you have a reason you want to be able to connect with key elected officials, we can help in that regard. You know, we have events that are very specifically intended to do that. Meet and greets, for example, with elected officials. Opportunities for you to chime in on what issues are affecting your business that can ultimately be part of our own legislative priorities. So as I'm sitting here right now, which I've meant to distribute here, this is our most up-to-date chamber legislative priorities for the upcoming year. The board voted on these at our last meeting. So I bring it up in this context. There are a lot of issues that we deal with, but we need to hear from our members to know what those priorities are. So sometimes we hear from them indirectly. Sometimes we hear they can respond to surveys, comment areas on our website, things right. like that. So that's just one example. But also, you know, you might, again, if you're looking for working capital, you know, our team can help them access it. Not just monies that, again, or it could be lent or borrowed through the chamber itself, but, you know, for every loan we write, we probably have a dozen different conversations with prospective borrowers. And sometimes the conversation is leading them down the proper path for where they should go to banks or to other public entities like the Northeastern Pennsylvania Alliance, where there's access to capital. And sometimes it's the conversation that says, I don't think you're ready for that yet. You know, what you want to do is maybe step back and do a business plan or a finance plan. Work with the University of Scranton or Wilkes Small Business Development Centers. They can help, can hold hands for these prospective businesses. Or maybe they fit into our Ignite program, which is our business entrepreneurs.
I mean, it's really valuable information because we know that there are businesses that it's critical the first few years. And wouldn't it be the best thing to do to start off with all of this help, all of this invaluable information that can help you make your business successful? You don't want to be the ones that start and then it doesn't work out.
Yeah, I mean, Nancy, here's an example. So I make Jason's widgets, right? I want
mystery is solved. I guess mystery.
Jason's mystery.
Product. You need widgets. That's the mystery.
And Jason's really good at making a widget.
Yeah,
whatever.
They are pretty good.
Okay, yes. And that's his strength. But there's a lot more to a business than just being good at making one thing.
Right.
So it might be somebody who has, you know, in the technical realm, it can develop software. Right. They come up with a really cool app for some purpose.
Right.
Well, but how do they know how to market that? Do they know how to get financing? Do they know how to look, you know, and do customer searching? You can come into our system at a variety of different levels.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Levels and learn that. You can either really hands-on be part of our Ignite program or one of our Tech Accelerator initiatives. Or you just need information and we can help steer you towards, again, one of the small business development centers, or SCORE, you know, the Service Corps of Retired Executives, where people can help them understand how to put together the key parts of their businesses. Again, I'll use the example of it's a software product that Jason's software product can develop, but you don't understand what the legal implications are there.
Right.
You know, proprietary information that's got to be, you know, licensed or
things you need to look into so you don't get sued down the road. Yeah, you just got to make sure.
Yeah, I mean, there's so much to every business that you really need to think about the whole wide scope of needs. You know, keeping proper books. You know, how do you do your taxes? What are the laws relative to certain businesses? We are and can be that point of entry to help as people who are interested in starting their business or growing their business to learn what they need to know to manage the challenging aspects of business.
I have a question that I want to answer to. I'm going to ask it. And I don't want to, tell me if my answer is right. There are people who get skeptical, go, yeah, well, what's the catch for all this? Why are these people, why do they want to help me so much? Is it just because your success equals their success? The more success there is, the better it is for the region?
Well,
is it as simple as that?
It is as simple as that, I guess. It's also a question of what is it that you're trying to accomplish in general? And a Chamber of Commerce has a very direct mission, this Chamber of Commerce, to attract, sustain, and grow business, to attract, sustain, and grow jobs. That's, we're in that business. And frankly, I often tell staff some come and go, that if you believe in this, if you believe in this mission of helping people in the community, help grow businesses, because in the long run, you believe that this is a valuable service, then you're in the right space. If you don't believe that, if you're not committed to that mission, then you're in the wrong business. It's no different than someone who works for a social service agency, right? You might want to, I work for this agency because I believe in helping children or helping disabled or some other groups, right? You either believe in it, you're doing it because it's the right thing, it's at your core, and that's who we are. We really do. I strongly believe that the work that we do benefits people all over Northeastern Pennsylvania. Whether it's directly or indirectly, whether you're a chamber member or not a chamber member. I mean, SLIBCO, our business development arm, and the Scranton plan, our marketing division, we can hang our hats over the last 5 years on something on the order of maybe 3,000 new jobs that we helped create. And when people are working, they have the resources to then buy other things, obviously, houses, cars, you know, food, whatever. And we know that we helped contribute to that. We helped their households. That's what we're about.
That's awesome. Before we wrap up here, once again, the details on the membership drive, because we probably could go on. I know you have so many things that you guys do there, but the details once again on the membership drive, if you want to join the Greater Scranton Chamber of Commerce, become a member.
Strongly recommend you go to our website, www.scrantonchamber.com, where you will find information on this current membership drive, including, and of course, a lot of information about what resources and services you can get from the chamber. So that's number one, or just call the chamber at 342-7711, and any number of folks on the team can help you figure out how to negotiate the membership drive. You can actually, and you can join online. It's easy to
okay.
Really easy.
If I join today, can I go to the Breakfast Friday, or does it not move that fast?
Yeah.
All right, I'm hungry. Let's do it. Nancy,
going down there with your widgets.
We do this once a month, first Tuesday of every month. It's the Local Business Community Update. He's Bob Durkin, the CEO and president of the Greater Scranton Chamber of Commerce. Like I said, we could go on and on, but we'll do this again next month, and we'll get into some...
That's a kind way of saying that I ramble on.
No, you have a lot to talk about.
A lot going on.
You have a lot of different avenues. I ask me. I'm very simple. Yes, no's. I never ramble, right?
Never. You're doing it right now.
I'm laughing through my pain. All right, we'll do this again, Bob. Thank you for being on.
Thank you, Jason.
Take
Thank
care.
You, Nancy.
The Local Business Community Update.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.